觉是圣灵圣道。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ I preach.
今天晚上我们要来讲一个圣灵充满的人。
This evening we shall discuss a man full of the Holy Spirit.
一个圣灵充满的人是一个怎样的人呢？
What is it like for a man to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
也许我们常常听人家说，哇，这个人圣灵很充满。
Sometimes you may say that a Christian is full of the Holy Spirit.
那么他的意思是指什么呢？
But what does it mean when you say that he is full of the Holy Spirit?
或者我们听他说灵言很流利。
Sometimes you say that he was praying in tongues very fluently.
或者我们听到他祷告很大声。
Or we find that he was praying very loudly.
或者我们说他震动得很厉害。
Or we may say that his body was vibrating very vigorously.
或者他的见证，他得到圣灵充满，好像闪电，好像火烧。
Or when he testified that when he received the Holy Spirit, he was filled with burning fire, and that there were also a great commotion.
但是这一切的只是说明一种外在圣灵的感动和体验。
But all these goes to explain only about what is the external manifestation and experience when one is filled the Holy Spirit.
一个圣灵真正充满的人是一个圣灵重生的人。
A man who is truly filled with the Holy Spirit is one who has been born again through the Spirit.
因为圣灵来的目的并不只是做进天国的凭据。
The purpose of us having the Holy Spirit is not just to give us this evidence of the guarantee in heaven.
因此他也并不是只是给我们在祷告当中用灵言来祷告而已。
And therefore the purpose of the Holy Spirit is not just to enable us to speak in tongues during prayer.
更重要的是他要重生我们。
But most important is that the Holy Spirit wants to renew us.
要帮助我们战胜我们肉体的情欲。
And to help us to conquer the lust of our flesh.
让我们能够顺从圣灵，结出圣灵的果子来。
That we can truly submit to the Holy Spirit and bear the fruits of the Spirit.
所以我们看到有一些人已经得到圣灵了。
We can see that there are Christians who have received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们看到他的行为，他的思想，仍然是好像属肉体的人一样。
But when we look at their behavior and their thinking, we feel that they are still men of flesh.
他并没有真正的重生。
They are not truly born again.
他也还没有接触圣灵的果子。
And they have not borne the fruit of the Spirit.
也许在外在他被圣灵充满。
Externally, the person is still with the Holy Spirit.
祷告很大声，灵言很流利。
His prayers are very loud and very fluent. And his body is vibrating very vigorously.
但是主耶稣赐圣灵给我们目的就是这样而已吗？
But is it true that when the Lord give us the Holy Spirit, it's just limited to such manifestations?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以我们读圣经，明白神的旨意，明白圣灵的工作。
And when we read the Bible, we understand God's will, we understand the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们就需要追求。
Then we need to pursue.
所以有些人甚至误会了星期二的聚会祷告会是特别给那一些还没有得到圣灵的人的。
Some people mistook the Tuesday prayer service as a prayer service meant for those who have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以没有得圣灵的人应该鼓励他努力来参加，但是我已经得到圣灵了，那就不太要紧了。
And they thought to themselves that only those without the Holy Spirit are encouraged to come for this service, but since I received the Holy Spirit, it doesn't really matter if I don't attend.
这是错误的。
This is a misconception.
因为我们仍然没有被圣灵真正内在的充满。
Because we have not been truly filled with the Holy Spirit within us.
我们知道圣灵的果子是什么，但是我们结出几样来呢？
We know the fruits of the Holy Spirit, but how many of such fruits have we borne?
我们真的重生做一个新的人了吗？
Have we been born again to become a new man?
我们仍然是有一段很大的距离的。
We find that we are far from this standard that we can see in the Bible.
因此我们更要参加这个祷告会。
Therefore, there is a need for us to attend this prayer.
我们也一样要来祈求圣灵的充满。
And we need to come to pray for the filling of the Spirit.
让我们真正的重生，让我们真正的做一个新的人，借助圣灵的果子来。
So that we can truly born again and truly be renewed in our lives to bear the fruits of the Spirit.
那么今天我就从一位圣经人物来给我们做一个参考和思想。
And this evening I'd like to discuss one biblical character for our reference and consideration.
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们读54节到58节。
We read from verse 54 to verse 58. Acts chapter 7, verse 54. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he says, Behold, I see the heavens open up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and they covered their ears, and they rushed upon him with one impulse. And when they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
我们再读到六十节。
Verse 59, And they went on stoning Stephen, as he called upon the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Verse 60, And falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And having said this, he fell asleep.
这里记载斯提凡怎样为主受迫害而死了。
And here records how Stephen was persecuted and he died as a martyr.
读了这一段圣经。
When we read this passage,
我们可以看出斯蒂凡就是一个被圣灵充满的人。
We can understand that Stephen was one truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
在这迫害当中，他把一个圣灵充满的人应有的表现都很清清楚楚地摆在我们的面前。
In the midst of such persecutions, he was able to demonstrate to us what is one that has been truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们好像斯提凡一样，
if we can be like Stephen,
就假定这些事情就发生在我们的身上，
supposing these persecutions actually come upon us,
我们能不能够像他这样的态度、这样的表现呢？
Can we manifest the same behavior and attitude?
这的确是要我们来思想和做准备的。
And this is something for us to consider as well as to prepare ourselves for.
我说他是一个圣灵充满的人。
I say that he is one filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他是一个仰望上天的人。
Because he is one who look up to heaven.
你看那些会众的脸色跟他们的态度会让你害怕的。
If you look at the faces and the attitude of the people at that time, they were very frightening.
这里记载。
Here is recorded.
他们不是很生气，他们是极其生气。
That they were very, very angry, that is to cut to the quick.
甚至是咬牙切齿。
And they were gnashing their teeth at him.
看到这一大群的人向你咬牙切齿，你怕不怕呢？
And when you see this group of people, large group of people coming towards you with their gnashing of teeth, would you be afraid of them?
斯蒂凡知道自己的生命已经危险了。
Stephen knew that his life at that time was already at risk.
但是在这个时候，他却是很平安，也很镇定。
But at that time, he was still very peaceful and calm.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他被圣灵充满。
Because he was full of the Holy Spirit.
他定睛望天。
He gazed intensely into heaven.
一个圣灵充满的人就是懂得仰望天上的人。
When one is full of the Holy Spirit, one will know how to look up to heaven.
尤其是环境恶劣的时候。
Especially in adverse circumstances.
让他害怕，让他慌张。
Things that can cause us to fear and to tremble.
可是他在这个时候懂得仰望天上。
But at this time he knows how to look up to heaven.
因此他的心就平静下来。
And that is why his heart was calm.
请看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalms 27.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4. Psalms 27, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1.The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek.That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in His temple.
我们在平安的时候读这几节圣经，我们觉得这好像是一种的形容词，或者是一种讲故事而已。
In times of peace, when we read these verses, we find that they are just full of adjectives and just like a story.
可是保罗所哎，大卫所遭遇的的确是这样的。
But at that time, what David encountered was such adverse circumstances.
你想看当扫罗王追杀他的时候
When Saul was pursuing after his life
他过着那一种逃亡的日子
He was fleeing for his life
他所描写的一点都不夸张
And what he has described here is definitely not an exaggeration
但他所要告诉我们的
But he wants to tell us one thing
在这种好像前途黑暗的时候
In these circumstances where the future appears to be dark
他说耶和华是我的亮光
He said the Lord is my light
虽然眼前看到是一片黑暗
，What he can see before him is darkness，
但是我信心却让我可以看到神的光。
But through his faith, he is able to see that the Lord is his light。
我的生命随时都有危险
，He knows that his life can be taken away at any time。
但耶和华就是我生命的保障。
But then he believes that the Lord is the defense of his life。
如果他不愿意。
If he's not willing,
没有任何一个人能够伤害我的生命的。
Then no one can actually harm me.
如果我的时候到了
，But if my time is up,
我想逃也逃不掉的。
Even if I try to escape, I will not be able.
所以在患难的时候
，So in times of adversity,
这一些信徒他们是仰望上天的。
These believers know how to look up to heaven.
所以他们的心里没有害怕。
That is why there is no fear in their heart.
他说，有一件事。
He said, "There is one thing."
我仍然要寻求的。
That I will ask from the Lord.
一生一世住在神的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
一方面来瞻仰他的荣美，一方面在神的殿里求问。
First is to behold his beauty, and next is to meditate in his temple.
我们遭遇到苦难的时候
，when we meet with difficult times,
感觉到黑暗
，we feel that darkness is before us.
危险
，and dangerous.
我们的心情很烦
，and that we are very downhearted.
我们知道有聚会了。
For example, we know that there is a service.
人家也劝我们来聚会
，and people encourage us to attend services.
但我们就不想来聚会
，but we do not have the heart to come.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们心很烦
，because we find that we are very troubled.
我们有大堆的问题
，we have so many problems.
我们面对生命的危险
，we find that there are risks to our lives.
但是大卫刚刚好相反
，but David behaved just the opposite.
他没有办法到神的殿去。
He was not able to go to the temple.
但是他的心却是在神的殿。
But his heart is in the temple of God.
在逃亡的时候
，So when he was fleeing for his life,
他说多么的盼望。
He was really hoping
我能够回到神的殿去。
That he is able to return back to
来敬拜真神
，to worship God.
一个圣灵充满的人
，when one is filled with the Holy Spirit,
就是一个这样的人。
He will behave in this manner.
不管环境怎么样的改变
，no matter how the situation will change,
他仍然仰望神。
Yet he will look up to God.
他相信一切都是有神的旨意。
He believes that in everything there is the will of God.
也许我们不明白
，perhaps we don't understand.
也许让我们很苦
，perhaps we are very troubled now.
但是我相信
，but I believe
神是在看做的。
That God is looking.
我就交托给神
，then I trust all.
神如果愿意，他会帮助我解决困难的。
If God is willing, he will help me solve my problems.
如果他不立刻解决困难
，but if he does not solve my problem，
要我忍受这个苦悲
，he wants me to endure the bitter cup，
我愿意顺服接受
，I will be willing to accept。
因此，他对患难、对痛苦的态度就完全的改变了。
Therefore, if we are faced with such trials and tribulations, we find that our attitude can change entirely。
反倒有时候，我觉得有一些人祷告的时候大大声，好像圣灵很充满。
On the contrary, I find that there are Christians who pray very loudly.Appeared to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是遇到什么打击，遇到一些什么痛苦的时候
，But when they meet with setbacks and difficulties in their life,
他却害怕的在那边发抖，在那边埋怨。
Immediately they became very frightened, and they murmur against God.
圣灵充满的人
，One who is full of the Holy Spirit,
心里面确实体验到神的同在。
In his heart, he will be able to enjoy the presence of God.
他会把一切交托给神的。
He will entrust all things in the
hands of God. 他心里会很坚定。
Because his heart is very stable,
好像尸体板一样。
That's like the experience of Stephen.
社会中都咬牙切齿的。
That the people were gnashing their teeth at him.
但是越看他们，你会越害怕。
But the more if you look at them humanly, you become frightened.
你越想，你会越伤心。
And the more you look at them, the more sad you will be.
但他就是仰望天上。
But he decided to look up to heaven.
他就是这样的平安和镇定和交托了。
And he remained so calm and peaceful and entrust all things in the hands of God.
这是我们要学习的。
This is a lesson we have to learn.
好，第二点。
Secondly,
一个圣灵充满的人有属灵的眼光。
One who is full of the Holy Spirit will have spiritual foresight.
这里记载，他看见天开了。
Here records that Stephen saw the heavens open.
你要看见天开了，用你的眼睛是看不见的。
If you want to see the heavens open, you cannot see with your physical eyes.
你要用属灵的眼睛，你才能够看到天开了。
You must do it with your spiritual eyes in order to see heavens open.
请看哥林多前书的第二章。
Let's see First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们读第十节到十四节。
Verse 10 to 14. For to us God reveals them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man, except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given by God, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. Verse 14, but a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
在讲解圣经方面,
when we are trying to explain the Bible,
有一些人怎样听都听不明白,
you find that there are people who hear but they will not understand.
所以我们甚至看到一些研究圣经的所谓神学家,
we will find that there are theologians in the world who search the Bible.
到最后他们竟然变成是不相信神的,
but in the end they choose to disbelieve in God.
为什么会变成这样呢?
Why should this happen to them?
同样一本的圣经,
this is the same Bible.
有些人把它当作是文学来研究,
literature, 圣经的文学。Someone would treat this as a piece of literature.
是一种的学问,
it's only a kind of knowledge.
另外一种的宗教,
and another religion.
但是另外有一些人,
but there are others,
他们却看出这是神的道,
they are able to see that this is the truth of God,
神的启示,
the revelations of God.
他们听了他们很受感动,
when they listen they are moved,
他们从圣经里面真的得到生命,
that from the Bible they can receive life.
保罗在这里解释,
here Paul explains,
这需要神的恩典,
we need the grace of God.
圣灵向我们显明,
the Spirit is manifested to us.
为什么能够显明呢?
Why is it manifested or revealed to us?
因为圣灵参透万事.
Here it says that because the Spirit searches all things.
他举一个例子,
he gave an example.
除了我们人的灵, 谁能够了解我们人的事情呢?
That apart from the Spirit of man, who can understand the thoughts of a man?
你可以有你的爱剑, 爱猫, 但是你的剑和猫没有办法了解你的.
You may have things that you love or cats that you love, but these things and the cats will not be able to understand you.
你痛苦的时候, 他依偎在你的身边, 但是他永远不了解你为什么哭了.
Though you may be sad and you are crying, although they are at your side, they will never be able to understand how you feel.
可是旁边一个人看到了,
but if he's seen by another person,
他会知道的,
the person will know.
他会推测, 他会分析,
he will be able to analyze and decide.
因为我们同样都是人,
because we are all,
我们知道我们的感受,
we are the man, we have the same feeling,
他说同样的道理,
and we have received the same truth.
你要了解神,
in the same way, if we want to understand God,
你必须要有神的灵感动,
you must have the Spirit of God touching us.
所以圣灵是要帮助我们,
the Spirit of God is to help us,
让我们能够打开另外一种的眼睛,
that we can open up another type of eyes,
能够看见天开了,
we are able to see that the heavens are,
能够看到属血气的人所看不到的东西,
and we are able to see things that the man of flesh are unable to see.
所以我们发觉到有一些人很懒惰读圣经, 也不喜欢读圣经,
there are Christians who are lazy and they also dislike to read the Bible.
可是很多初初得圣灵的人,
but initially when people are filled with the Holy Spirit,
他们其实很喜欢读圣经, 很喜欢听道理的,
they are very zealous in reading the Bible and to hear the word of God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们那个听的跟读的已经完全不同了,
because what they have heard or their hearing as well as their reading ability has been changed.
不过这是要坚持,
but then they must sustain this fervor.
如果他就被世俗的事来缠累他的内心,
if there are worldly things that carry on to capture their heart,
你看到他属灵的眼光就已经迷蒙, 甚至看不到了,
then you will find that their spiritual eyesight will slowly become dim and you can no longer see properly.
所以保罗对以弗所教会说,
Paul told the church in Ephesus,
他为他们祷告,
that he prayed for them,
为这些已经信主, 已经被圣灵充满的人祷告,
he prayed for these Christians who have already been who have already received the Holy Spirit.
他说愿神的灵照亮你们, 让你们心中的眼睛啊, 能够真正的看得见.
He said, may the Lord, the Heavenly Father, open up your eyes that you may be enlightened.
因为我们心灵的眼睛会被蒙蔽起来的,
because the eyes of our heart can actually be covered up.
你看我们祷告就是要闭上眼睛的对吗?
For example, when we pray, we close our eyes physically.
为什么要闭上眼睛呢?
Why do we close our eyes?
就是不再看世界上一切的事情啊,
actually we want we do not want to see the world.
我们现在闭上眼睛, 我们要向神祷告了,
and we close our eyes and we focus our prayers on God,
让我们的心能够专心向神,
that our heart can be inclined towards God.
但是眼睛是闭上了,
though we close our eyes physically,
但我们的心还是 样看到世界的。
But then you find that our hearts are still inclined to the world.
所以在祷告里面，我们仍然思想地面上的事情。
And then while we are praying, we are still thinking about the things of the world.
我们看不到天开了。
And we are unable to see the heavens open.
我们只是看到地面上的事，只忧虑地面上的事。
We can only see the things on this earth and worry about these things.
你看罗德跟亚伯拉罕。
You look at Lot and Abraham.
两个人同样都是跟随，都是敬拜神的。
And both of them worship the same true God.
可是亚伯拉罕却是看见天开了的人。
Yet Abraham was one who was able to see the heavens open.
圣经记载
，the Bible record，
他仰望天上的家乡。
That he was looking for a better home in heaven.
所以他不留念地上的一切。
Therefore he has no regard for the things on earth.
罗德刚刚好相反。
But Lot behaved.
他虽然拜神
，though he worshipped God，
可是他眼睛所看到的是这个索多玛。
What he can see is the beautiful city Sodom.
他看不见天开了，看不到天上的荣耀。
He was not able to see the heavens open and the glory in heaven.
那我们这一些领受过神的道理，圣灵感动过，也得到圣灵的同龄们。
What about us? We have already been, we have already received the truth, and we have been touched and received the Holy Spirit.
我们的心是不是一直向天上开的呢
？Our hearts, are they always inclined towards heaven to see heaven open to us?
还是我们只是向着这个世界
？But are we inclined towards the world?
所以我们需要祈求圣灵的充满。
We have to truly ask for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的心眼能够打开
，that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened.
真的能够看到天开了
，that we may be able to see that the heavens are open for us.
就算我们眼睛看着这个花花的世界
，and even if our physical eyes are open to see this world,
但是我们的心灵里面却看仰望天上的。
But we know that our hearts are actually inclined towards God.
保罗的评论。
According to the judgment of Paul,
在哥罗西书第三章
，in Colossians chapter 3,
第一节
，verse 1,
他说：“如果你们真的跟基督一同复活
，he said that if you are truly, you are truly resurrected with Christ,
你就当求上面的事
，then you should seek the things above.
那边有基督坐在神的右边的
，because that is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事
，and set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth.
不只是这样。
Not only this,
看见天开了
，when we see heavens open，
也表示他看透这个生死祸福。
Is that he is able to see through the purpose of life and death？
因此，他面对这种的逼迫
，so when he was facing the persecution at that time，
他并没有恐惧。
Stephen was not fearful。
保罗也是这样的解释。
And Paul also explained，
请看哥林多后书第四章
，Second Corinthians chapter 4。
16节到18节
verse 16 to 18 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18 verse 16 therefore we do not lose heart for though our outer man is decaying yet our inner man is being renewed day by day for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison for we look not at the things which are seen but at the things which are not seen For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
保罗所说的话会很难懂吗？
Is it difficult for us to appreciate the words of Paul?
并不是很难懂的。
Actually, it's not difficult.
但是却很难达到他那一种的境界。
But it's very hard for us to understand the depth of it.
所以当我们的身体渐渐毁坏
，Therefore, as our physical bodies are decaying,
当我们面对死亡
，when we are facing our death,
我们会害怕
，we become fearful.
我们甚至会埋怨
，and we may murmur.
但是一个真正被圣灵充满的人
，But when one is truly filled with the Holy Spirit，
他对死亡没有害怕的
，He has no fear over life or death，
因为他看见天开了
，Because he is able to see heavens open，
他不像世上的人只是看到死亡
，He will not be like the people of the world just to see death，
他看到的是复活
，He is seeing beyond this and that is resurrection，
所以你看西面当圣灵充满他，他看出那个婴孩就是耶稣基督。
And Simon, when he was full of the Holy Spirit, he was able to perceive that the baby is the Christ.
他心灵非常的快乐和安慰。
In his spirit, he was very joyous and comforted.
他说：“主啊
，the Lord，
如今你可以释放仆人安然离世了。
Now you are allow me to pass away from this life peacefully.
因为我已经真的看到你的救恩了。
Because I have seen your salvation today.
保罗也是一样。
And this also applies to Paul.
所以在第五章的第五节
，And chapter 5 verse 5
他说：“陪治我们的就是神。”他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
That he who prepared us for this purpose is God who gave us the Spirit as a pledge.
为什么我们有这样的眼光呢
？Why can we have this kind of foresight?
而且这样的肯定你的想法你的眼光是正确的。
And you can be very sure that your this thinking and this foresight are correct.
因为神为了让我们明白这一件事情啊，他赐圣灵给我们做凭据。
God, in order to help us to understand this, this matter, give us the Holy Spirit as a pledge.
而且不断在培植我们，好像我们培植一棵小树一样。
And it continues to prepare us just as we nurture a young sapling.
让我们可以准备好这个复活，这个永生。
So that we can prepare ourselves for this resurrection and eternal life.
让我们能够脱离这个世上的败坏、情欲的瑕疵。
And that we can put aside this mortal flesh as well as the light.
但是很可惜的
But very pitifully,
仍然许许多多人仍然留恋这个肉体，贪恋这个肉体。
Many Christians still have desires for this flesh and want to fulfill this life.
因此对死亡才有这一种的不愿意死，也不甘心死。
And that is why towards death we are not willing to face and we are, we do not want to face death.
那这样自明充满的人是很喜欢死吗？
But does it mean that those who are full of the Holy Spirit, they want to die?
Not to.
They like to die.
那就错了。
Of course, that is wrong.
不是那一种邪教。
We are not a cult.
那些邪教真的是鼓励人家死亡的。
Because in some cultist religions, they actually encourage the believers to face death.
这不是圣经的道理。
This is not the teaching in the Bible.
基督徒并不是喜欢求死的。
Christians do not desire to die.
所以保罗也没有鼓励。
And Paul did not encourage this.
生死的权柄是在神的。
Because we know that the one who has power over life and death is God.
我们只是要学习明白跟不怕死。
We must learn the lesson of not fearing death.
而且随时准备死后，我们能不能够进神的国，得到这个永生呢？这才是我们关心的。
And this is our preparation that we are more concerned whether we shall be able to gain eternal life after our death.
所以在第九节他说
Verse 9 he said,
无论是住在身内或者是离开身外，我们立个志向要得主的喜悦。
That whether we are at home or absent, we make it our ambition to be pleasing to God.
所以一个真正被圣灵充满的人，
One who is fully filled with the Holy Spirit,
他真的是看到天开了，也把世界一切都看破了的人。
He will be able to see heavens open, and you have no regard of the things of the world.
因此，他的灵性就能不断的长进，而不再留恋贪恋这个世俗了。
And you will find that his spiritual life continues to progress very quickly, and he does not linger about in the world.
啊，第三点
，third point，
一个圣灵充满的人
，the one is full of the spirit，
是心里没有惧怕
，he has no fear in his heart，
对救恩有把握。
He is confident about his salvation.
好像斯提凡一样
，like Stephen.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他看见耶稣基督站在神的右边。
Because he was able to see the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
我们如果在苦难当中看不到主耶稣
，in terms of tribulations, we are able to see Jesus.
你会害怕的。
Then you will surely fear.
圣经记载摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
The Bible records that when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
为什么他不怕呢
？Why was he not afraid?
作者的评论
，According to the author,
他说他因着信看见那不能看见的主与他同在。
The author explained that he through his faith was able to see the Lord which cannot be seen to naked eyes.
我们今天有没有看到主耶稣
？Today are we able to see the Lord Jesus?
你用你的眼睛去看，看不到的。
If you use your eyes to see Jesus, you will not be able to see him.
而许多人就说主啊，开恩让我在异象中看到你。
But there are people who pray, God, please allow me to see a sign and to see you in a miracle.
你祈求在异象中看也是看不到的。
Even if you ask to see God in a vision, you will not be able to see him.
就算看到了又怎么样呢
？Even if you see Jesus, what is that good to you?
在异象当中，异象也会消失的。
Because the vision is only for a moment, it will pass away.
没有异象的时候，你不是还是一样害怕了？
And without visions, you find that you will also become afraid again.
可是如果我们相信主耶稣的话
，But if we believe the word of Jesus,
用我们的信心，随时随地都可以看到他，感觉到他。
Through our faith, we will be able to see and experience him at any time.
我们有时说主耶稣在哪里呢
？Sometimes you may ask, Jesus, where are you?
他在天上
，He is in heaven.
那就太远了。
Of course, it's so far away.
主耶稣跟我们的关系没有那么远。
But the relationship between Jesus and us are not so far.
他很清楚地告诉我们
，He told us very clearly.
他要住在我们的心里面的。
That he will come and dwell within us.
难怪许多人看不到耶稣。
And that is why many people cannot see Jesus.
因为耶稣是在他心里面的。
Because Jesus is actually within him.
但是他却没有想到这一点。
But he has never considered this.
所以他到处去看，看不到耶稣，他就害怕。
He went around looking for Jesus and he cannot see him. He became afraid.
好像妈妈在他的后面，他都不知道他是因为在找他妈妈。
It's just the mother who is trailing behind the child. The child was looking about for the mother. He could not find the mother and he became afraid.
这圣灵充满的人
，one who is filled of the Holy Spirit，
他随时都看到主的存在。
At any time he will be able to see the presence of the Lord.
难怪他的表现跟态度与人不同。
And that is why his behavior and attitude are different from other people.
在基督徒受迫害的时候
，when Christians are persecuted，
那么他们就转向所谓地下教会秘密聚会了。
In those days the Christians actually turned their worship of God.Into underground churches.
但是当中也有一些是假信徒。
Of course, among the believers, there are false ones.
那有一个聚会的地方，有一个假信徒出卖了他们。
And there was this place of worship, and the believers were betrayed by a false believer.
所以当他们在聚集聚会的时候，那些秘密警察就来了。
So when they were gathered for worship, you find that this secret police came to them.
全部都抓了。
And all of them were arrested.
没有一个逃得出。
None was able to escape.
那个时候信徒都很害怕。
At that time, the believers became very afraid.
虽然他们没有说我很害怕，但是你看到他们的脸色、他们的眼神啊，你知道他们都在害怕了。
Though they did not say that they are very afraid, but from their facial expressions, we know that they are very afraid.
那么秘密警察就在那边点名，看有没有人漏网了。
And the secret police was calling out their names to ensure that everyone is being accounted for.
然后他很满意说，应该全部在这里了。
And he was very satisfied after calling out the names that everyone is around.
可是一位长老就对他说，我们被抓已经很可怜，如果真的还有一位，
if all of us are arrested, that is already very pitiful, yet there is still one more.
你就是我们所敬佩的长老，你怎么还要出卖他呢？
You as an elder, as the one in charge of the church, why should you want to betray just this one more?
那到底是哪一位呢？
So who is the missing one?
看来看去我们都已经到齐了的。
And they look around and find that everybody were present.
这个长老告诉他。
Then the elder said,
就是耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus.
警察听到说是耶稣基督，他说那不关我们的事情。
Then when the secret police said that if you're talking about the Lord Jesus, that's none of my business.
可是却关系到基督徒的事情。
But then it matters to the Christians.
那些信徒就醒过来了。
Because at that time the Christians were awakened.
他们就明白这个长老所说的话。
They realized.The teaching of this elder's words.
我们没有想到主耶稣与我们同在。
We have failed to realize that the Lord is with us.
我们以为我们是孤单的。
We thought that we are alone.
我们要受苦了了。
That we are going to face persecution.
但是你不知道。
But you did not realize.
主耶稣一样跟我们同在。
That the Lord Jesus is still with you at this moment.
我们在苦难的时候。
In times of troubles.
我们常常认为主耶稣不同在。
We feel that the Lord is not with us.
所以我们羡慕那些平安顺利跟富足的人。
And that is why we envy those who enjoy peaceful times, those who are healthy and healthy.
我们认为那些人是神祝福的，神与他们同在。
And we thought that these people are blessed by God and God is with them.
所以当我们有困苦、有不如意的时候，我们就认为神不同在了。
So when we have troubles and things are not going smoothly, immediately we feel that God is not with us.
这就是我们一般的想法。
This is our thinking in general.
甚至我们也用这样来评论。
And we often use this as a yardstick.
我们这样判断神是不是从这个人同在。
A yardstick to say that whether God is with this person or not.
这个想法正确吗？
Is this kind of thinking correct?
你读圣经，圣经是这样教导我们吗？
If you read the Bible, is this what the Bible teaches us?
反倒我们看到。
On the contrary.
那一些在苦难中，
those who are
在软弱中的人，
in weaknesses.
神更与他们同在。
God will be all the more with them.
只是我们没有看到他。
But we have failed to see him.
或者我们不相信他真的与我们同在。
We do not believe that he is with us.
有哪一个苦耶稣不知道呢？
Is there any suffering that the Lord is not aware?
他都知道的。
He knows.
就好像我们爱我们的儿女。
It's just like when we love our children.
那天我有个小侄女哈，她要去拔牙。
That day I have this niece who is going to the dentist to pull out a teeth.
她是很害怕的。
She was very afraid.
对她来说，这好像是一个很大很惨的刑罚一样啊。
And to her, this is like a very great punishment.
但是她不知道。
But she did not realize.
她的爸爸妈妈就是爱她。
That the parents love her.
要把她的牙痛的痛苦永远解决。
And to solve her the pain in the teeth permanently.
可是在这个时候，你必须暂时忍受。
But at this moment, you have to endure the pain.
但是他怎么知道呢？
But how can this niece of mine understand this?
不知道的。
She does not realize.
有一些在那边大吵大闹。
And some of them, she was making a lot of noise over there.
但她长大了。
But when she grows up,
她做人的父母了。
And when she become a parent of,
她才了解过来。
Then she will understand.
有哪一样儿女的痛苦，父母不是忍心，真的忍心在那边看着的呢？
And she will understand that is there any sufferings of a child that the parents will just willingly allow the child to suffer?
也许有一些虐待的父母啊。
Maybe there are some sadistic parents.
但那是一种的病。
But that is only a kind of sickness.
他精神，他的心理已经不正常了。
That these parents are abnormal people.
一个正常的父母绝对不会这样虐待儿女的。
Because the behavior of normal parents are that they will not be sadistic towards their own children.
神就是爱。
God is love.
主耶稣就是这一位神。
And the Lord Jesus is this God.
他又会怎么样让我们虐待我受虐待呢？
And he will not allow us to suffer afflictions without purpose.
因此我们要看清楚这一点。
Therefore we must clearly understand this point.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
24跟25节。
Verse 24 and 25.Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24 and 25. But he, on the other hand, because he abides forever, holds his priesthood permanently. Hence also he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
有些人以为耶稣完成救恩就回到天上去享受。
Some Christians thought that the Lord Jesus has completed the work of salvation and is enjoying heaven now.
圣经记载他复活升天，就坐在神的右边。
The Bible records that he resurrected and sat at the right hand of God.
但真的他什么都没有做了吗？
But does that mean that it's the end of his work?
救恩真的完成了吗？
Is the work of salvation truly completed?
仍然没有完成的。
He has not been completed.
仍然在进行当中。
Because he has to continue to work for us.
所以这里记载。
Therefore, it's recorded here.
耶稣基督就是我们永远的祭司，永远的中保。
That the Lord Jesus is our priest forever.
他长远活着在神那边替我们祈求。
That he is always beside the Lord to make intercession for us.
因为我们仍然有许多软弱，我们仍然会犯罪。
We have many weaknesses. We continue to sin against God in many ways.
所以我们需要中保来替我们祷告，替我们祈求。
Therefore, we need the mediator, the Lord Jesus, to make intercessions for us.
所以我们要看到耶稣基督站在神的右边。
We must be able to see the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
因此我们就有这样的信心。
Then we can have this faith.
我们靠着他一定能够进到神的面前。
That we can rely on him to enter, to come before the face of God.
因为他能够拯救我们到底。
Because he can save us all the way.
虽然我们有很多的软弱。
Although we have many weaknesses.
我们也会犯罪。
And that we sin against God.
但是如果我们依靠主耶稣来到他的面前。
But if we depend upon him to come before his face.
他是长远活着替我们祈求的，会赦免我们的。
He lives forever and he will intercede and forgive us.
所以我们对得救就有很大的把握了。
Then we will have great confidence in our salvation.
有一些信徒。
They are Christians.
他对得救他都没有把握。
He has no confidence in his own salvation.
我死了真的能够回到主耶稣那边去吗？
He asked himself that when I die, will I be truly able to return to
my Lord Jesus? 所以当他知道他要死了。
So when he knows that he's going to die,
他问传道。
He asked the preacher.
传道。
Preacher.
我可以得救吗？
Can I be saved?
在这个时候，他对得救没有把握。
And at this point of time, he has no confidence in his salvation.
所以他对死亡就更加的害怕。
And that is why he became more fearful in the face of death.
不是吗？
Isn't this true?
这个问题我们的确要先自己解决好。
And this question is for us to resolve.
如果今天我要死了，
If today I were to die,
我能够到神那边去吗？
Can I return to God?
这是很重要的。
This is an important question.
我相信是能够的。
I believe I can.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们是得救靠着主耶稣的恩典。
Because we are saved through the grace of the Lord
Jesus. 耶稣基督的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
That the blood of the Lord Jesus can wash away our sins.
他长远活着替我们祈求。
And that he lives forever to make intercessions for us.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底的。
And those who rely upon him to draw near to God, he will be able to help them.
连犹大主耶稣都要拯救他。
Even Judas, the Lord Jesus would save him.
到最后还是替他洗脚的。
And at the last, towards the end, he still washed his feet.
可是到最后他拒绝了。
But in the end, Judas rejected.
所以只有那些硬心拒绝主耶稣、不肯认罪悔改的人，那才是不能够得救的人。
And those people who are hard-hearted and they do not want to repent, these are the people who cannot be saved.
所以斯蒂凡看见耶稣在神的右边。
Stephen saw the Lord Jesus at the right hand of God.
他心里是非常的快乐和安慰。
And that in his heart he was full of joy.
尤其他看到耶稣是站坐的。
Especially he saw that Jesus was seated.
我们读圣经常常读到是说耶稣坐在神的右边。
Very often we read the Bible that Jesus was seated at the right hand of God.
就像刚才我们读哥罗西书三章一章一节，保罗也是说神耶稣坐在神的右边，坐在神的右边。
Just like what we have read in Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 that the Lord is seated at the right hand of God.
可是斯蒂凡看到的是耶稣站在神的右边。
But yet what Stephen saw was that Jesus was standing at the right hand of God.
所以斯蒂凡明白神的旨意。
And Stephen understood the will of God.
主耶稣要迎接他回天家。
Jesus was standing to receive him into heaven.
站起来表示一种的欢迎。
Stood up at that time is to welcome him.
也代表一种的尊敬。
And it's a kind of respect.
所以你想看。
So, let's consider.
斯蒂凡又哪里还会留恋计较这肉体上的痛苦呢？
That Stephen will no longer mind the sufferings of the flesh.
一个圣灵充满的人。
When one is full of the Spirit.
就是这样。
He will have this manifestation.
能够看见耶稣站在神的右边。
He will be able to stand. We will be able to see that the Lord is standing at the right hand of God.
他心里没有害怕、烦恼，充满着喜乐的盼望。
Not only will he have no fear in his heart, but he will be full of hope and confidence.
我们有没有这一种的充满、这一种的信心、这种的把握呢？
Do we have this kind of feeling of the Holy Spirit, this kind of hope and confidence?
最后一点。
Lastly,
请看回《使徒行传》的第七章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 7.
59-60
Verse 59-60.
这里记载
Here is recorded.
当他们用石头打的时候
That when they were stoning Stephen.
斯蒂凡说
Stephen said.
主啊
Lord Jesus.
不是，他说主，他祈求主说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。
And he pleaded with the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
第二句话
The second phrase.
主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
这就是一个真正让我们看到圣灵充满的人。
And here we can truly see a man full of the Holy Spirit.
刚才所讲的三点大概是属于思想跟心灵上，是属于信心这一类的。
What we have described, the first three points would pertain more to his attitude, his faith.
可是这一点是我们眼睛可以看得见的。
But the last point is something that we can see with our eyes.
真的是表达出来的。
It is manifested out.
如果一个没有被圣灵充满的人
，When one is not filled with the Holy Spirit，
在这个时候他还能够替这一些不死他的、必死他的人来祷告吗
？Can he actually pray for those people who are stoning him to death？
绝对不会的。
Definitely cannot.
所以一个真正被圣灵充满的人
，When one is full of the Spirit，
心里只有主的爱而没有怨恨的。
In his heart, he only has the love of Jesus. There is no hatred in him.
所以斯蒂凡真的达到主耶稣那一种的样式。
And Stephen has actually the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
就如同主耶稣在十字架也是这样祷告的。
And this is similar to the prayer of the Lord Jesus when he was on the cross.
耶稣的门徒也是一样。
And this also applies to the disciples.
当他们面对死亡、面对迫害。
When they are facing death and persecution,
一方面他们对神没有埋怨。
On the one hand, they did not murmur against God.
顺服神的安排。
And they submit to the arrangement of God.
主耶稣就接受我的灵魂吧。
And they say, Lord Jesus, receive our spirit.
而对人来说
，towards men,
没有一点的怨恨。
There is no hatred.
甚至还为他们祷告。
And they went on to pray for them.
在我们信仰生活里面
，In our Christian life,
我们如果真的是被圣灵充满
，If we are truly filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是我们却一面怀恨埋怨
，But on the other hand, we find that we are always unhappy and angry with people.
这真的被圣灵充满吗
？Then do you say that you are truly filled with the Holy Spirit?
约翰说不是的。
John said no.
在约翰一书第二章
，In First John chapter 2,
第九节。
Verse 9,
他讲得很清楚。
He said very clearly,
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗的。
The one who says that he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now.
爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有攀倒的理由。
The one who loves his brother abides in the light and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里。且在黑暗旅行，也不知道往哪里去。
But the one who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going.
我们认为恨只是很平常啊。
Sometimes we feel that hatred is too common.
你看第三节
，verse three，
第三章十四节。
Sorry, chapter three, verse fourteen. Chapter three, verse fourteen. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death.
十五节
，verse fifteen. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
你看使徒们对恨是多么样的恐惧跟谨慎呢？
And if you look at the disciples, they are so fearful and they are so very careful about this hatred.
跟我们刚刚好相反。
And their attitude is just the opposite of ours.
我们认为这是平常的事情而已。
We feel that hatred is so common in the world.
因此我们并没有想办法要把恨除去。
And there is no desire in us to get rid of our hatred.
因为人人都是这样吗？
Because everyone behaves in this manner.
我们都是肉体吗？
Because we are all humans.
但这却是我们要对付的。
But this is something that we have to fight against.
圣灵充满我们。
When the Holy Spirit fills us,
就是要把神的爱放在我们心里面。
The love of God is to be put into us.
让我们用主耶稣的爱彼此相爱。
That through the love of God, we are able to love one another.
能够互相的饶恕。
And to forgive one another.
这样我们才能够和睦相处在一起。
Then can we live harmoniously together.
所以我们当祈求主帮助我们。
We do ask the Lord to help us.
这样做起来。
All in all,
我们真的距离圣灵充满的阶段实在是太远了。
We find that we are far from the standards of one who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以不止还没有得到圣灵的人要迫切祈求圣灵。
And therefore, not only those without the Holy Spirit must pray zealously for the Spirit.
我们这一些已经得到圣灵的人。
For those of us who receive the Holy Spirit,
岂不更应当要常常祈求圣灵的充满吗？
All the more, we must pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit at all times.
求主耶稣开恩怜悯我们。
May the Lord, give us grace.
让我们每一个人都成为一个圣灵充满的人。
That every one of us can be one filled with the Holy Spirit.